Picture a firefighter racing toward an emergency, mind laser-focused on equipment checks and rescue protocols. Yet in this heightened state of readiness, 79% forget one critical safety measure, buckling their seatbelt. Vehicle accidents are the second leading cause of firefighter deaths, but when the alarm sounds, this simple act vanishes from awareness. This isn't carelessness, it's the paradox of scarcity at work. Whether you're racing against a deadline, stretretching your last $20 until payday, or a dieter obsessing over forbidden chocolate cake, you're experiencing the same psychological force. Scarcity. Having too little of what you need doesn't just limit resources. It fundamentally rewires how your brain processes information, makes decisions, and perceives the world. This insight explains puzzles that have baffled economists and psychologists for decades. Why do the busiest people keep taking on more? Why do smart people make short-sighted financial choices? Why does poverty seem to perpetuate itself regardless of individual talent or effort? When resources shrink, your brain sharpens attention toward what's limited. Researchers call this the focus dividend. Lab participants with fewer shots in a video game took more time aiming and achieved higher accuracy. We see this daily, carefully squeezing the last toothpaste, savoring expensive chocolates when few remain, writing precisely under strict word limits. This heightened focus can be extraordinarily productive, working efficiently before deadlines or budgeting carefully when money is tight. Scarcity forces strategic resourcefulness that abundance never demands. But here's the devastating trade-off. This same focus creates tunneling. When your mind locks onto one pressing concern, it automatically suppresses awareness of everything else. Psychologists call this goal inhibition. Thinking about milk makes naming other white objects harder. Focusing on urgent deadlines makes you forget health checkups. Worrying about rent pushes aside long-term savings. This happens beyond conscious control. It explains raising insurance deductibles to save money now while ignoring future risks, skipping preventative healthcare during busy periods, or cutting marketing budgets during recessions. These aren't preferences. They're consequences of scarcity capturing our minds. Scarcity doesn't just narrow attention. It literally reduces cognitive capacity. Like a jackhammer outside your window, it creates mental noise from within, persistent thoughts about unpaid bills or looming deadlines that consume mental bandwidth. In a New Jersey mall experiment, researchers presented shoppers with hypothetical car repair scenarios. When the amount was small, $300, wealthy and poor participants performed equally well on cognitive tests. But when the expense increased to $3,000, poor participants' scores plummeted, the mere thought consuming mental bandwidth equivalent to losing a full night's sleep or dropping 13-14 IQ points. Indian sugarcane farmers verified these findings, scoring about 25% lower during financial scarcity, before harvest, versus abundance, after. This bandwidth tax extends beyond money. Dieters show similar cognitive impairments from mental preoccupation with food. Lonely people demonstrate reduced executive control. That distracted cashier making mistakes? She might be juggling rent worries as cognitively disruptive as a passing train. Yet something remarkable happens. You develop expertise in valuing resources. In experiments, low-income individuals showed more consistency in their willingness to pay. A beer costs the same whether from a fancy resort or grocery store. Wealthy people's valuations fluctuated wildly. When contemplating purchases, poorer subjects mentioned trade-offs over 65% of the time, while richer subjects mentioned them less than 30%. Nature offers a perfect metaphor. Honeybees build with remarkable precision, creating perfect hexagonal structures with walls just 0.1 millimeter thick. Mud dauber wasps build messy, irregular nests. The difference? Bees build with scarce, expensive wax, while wasps build with abundant mud. Like bees, those experiencing scarcity develop specialized knowledge that abundance never requires. Sandra Harris took a payday loan for car insurance during a financial crunch. it spiraled into 6 simultaneous loans, costing hundreds monthly in fees. When asked about repayment, she focused only on this month. The future remained abstract, outside her tunnel vision. A Family Feud experiment revealed tunneling's trap. Players given limited time showed remarkable focus, 50% more guesses per second. But when borrowing was introduced at high interest rates, the poor borrowed excessively. Early borrowing shortened subsequent rounds, forcing more borrowing in a vicious cycle. When borrowing was disabled, the poor earned 60% more points while the rich were unaffected. The problem wasn't skill. Tunneling made borrowing irresistible because benefits fell inside the tunnel while costs fell outside. Scarcity makes us neglect the important but not urgent. A messy office bleeds productivity, but cleaning never feels urgent. Indian rag collectors who could buy push carts for $30 continue renting them at 5 to 10 monthly because saving falls outside their tunnel of immediate needs. Tunneling impairs planning. In experiments, rich players benefited from previewing upcoming questions and planning accordingly. Poor players gained nothing. Consumed by the current round, they couldn't consider future questions. This myopia isn't personality, it's context affecting everyone under scarcity.
Chennai's Coimbatore market vendors borrow 1,000 rupees daily at 5% interest, spending half their profits on debt service. Saving just 5 rupees daily could free them in 30 days and double their income. Yet most stay trapped for nearly a decade. Researchers bought out vendors' debt, instantly doubling their incomes. Initially, they stayed debt-free, but by year's end, had accumulated as much debt as those never helped. The problem wasn't ignorance. It was zero financial slack. Without slack, minor disruptions become catastrophic. An unexpected expense forces borrowing from working capital. Tunneling makes long-term consequences invisible. This pattern spans domains. The poor stay poor, the lonely stay lonely, the busy stay busy. Lonely people ruin dates by trying too hard, performing poorly when feeling judged, like athletes who choke under pressure. Understanding this mechanism offers hope. Rather than viewing struggles as personal flaws, we can recognize the scarcity mindset as contextual, manageable through better design and strategic interventions.
During World War II, bomber pilots kept retracting wheels instead of flaps after landing, causing crashes. Psychologist Alphonse Chapanis discovered the problem wasn't pilot error, but cockpit design. The controls looked identical. This insight transformed aviation safety. Error is inevitable, but accidents aren't. Good design provides feedback and prevents mistakes from becoming tragedies. Anti-poverty programs often suffer from absenteeism and dropouts. Rather than examining design, we blame the poor for lacking motivation. But like pilots in poorly designed cockpits, the poor face structural challenges. Training programs with rigid curricula punish inevitable mistakes. Miss one class while juggling poverty's demands, and you fall hopelessly behind. We need fault-tolerant designs with modular curricula and multiple entry points. Effective interventions must enter the tunnel through salient reminders or immediate consequences. Text message reminders about savings goals increased savings by 6% across 3 countries. Bills naturally appear in our tunnel because someone ensures we remember them. Savings typically lacks this assistant. Automation bypasses neglect entirely. Research shows dramatic differences in 401k enrollment, 45% with opt-in versus 80% with opt-out systems. Save More Tomorrow harnesses our preference for distant commitments. People agree to increase savings with future raises. Over 75% chose this plan, tripling their savings rates.
Scarcity often begins with abundance poorly managed. Long deadlines create waste early, then tunneling as deadlines approach. Studies show people perform better with tight deadlines, yet choose overly loose ones. St. John's Regional Health Center operated at 100% capacity, forcing emergency surgeries at 2 a.m. An advisor's counterintuitive solution, leaving one room unused, seemed crazy to Dr. Kenneth Larson. Yet it worked by creating slack for inevitable emergencies. The challenge lies in distinguishing wasteful fat from necessary slack.
The 1970s-80s leveraged buyout wave imposed scarcity through debt, creating focus, but many companies were pushed to bankruptcy as useful slack was eliminated alongside waste. Managing what enters our tunnel provides powerful leverage. Convert vigilant behaviors into one-time actions. Be vigilant at the grocery store rather than about snacking. Automate bill payments instead of remembering them monthly. Since scarcity taxes bandwidth, economize your information processing abilities. Present costs in concrete dollars rather than abstract percentages. $45 carries more meaning than 443% interest. Build buffer stocks during the abundance. Leave extra room in schedules. Create rainy day funds even when not feeling flush. Without slack, minor shocks trigger tunneling and perpetual catch-up cycles. Break the cycle by building slack, automating good choices, and designing your life for the human you actually are, not the perfectly rational person you wish you were.